It's story time with Sterling. And we're here at the studios here at the Newbury News. How are you doing today, Sterling?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. So, what do you got for us this week?
Well, I think we should talk about the oldest building, or possibly the oldest building in Newbury. Well,
let's hear about it.
Well, we're sitting in it.
Oh, boy. We're sitting in it. Well, tell us about what we're sitting in.
Well, this building, the current Newbury News office, was actually built in 1883 as the Newbury Methodist Church. And it was used until about 1890 when the new Methodist Church building was constructed in 1890 on West Harry Street, and it was later replaced with the current Methodist Church that's on the same location. But yeah, this was the Methodist Church, and when the Methodist Church sold the building, it was used as a dry goods store and classrooms at one time, the post office, and a little bit later on, the addition was built off the side that now houses the editorial office, and at different times, it was a cobbler shop, a tailor shop, a bakery, cigar factory, a blacksmith shop. I know that at least one of the owners or renters of that had the smaller section even lived in part of it, too.
Oh.
So, yeah, and it was about 1906 when William G. Fretz, who had purchased the Newbury News in 1899, acquired this building for his newspaper shop.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, of course, at that time, the bigger part of the building didn't have the walls that divide part of the building. It was all open. There was a lot of equipment in here, big press. Everything was run by overhead line shaft. Everything was run by pulleys and with a gasoline engine. And
you never would have thought that.
No.
Here in Newbury.
No. Yeah.
And I know that we've talked in the past. I mean, there was gasoline engines in here. Place never caught on fire, right?
Never had a fire. There was, there may have been an explosion out back, but we won't get into that. But yeah, the building has survived many fires. I know we had the downtown Newbury fire on the 200 block, west side of 200 block in 1925. And the community building caught fire in 26, and the fire department saved other buildings from. So yeah, this building has survived a lot. The Fretzes had this building for many, many years, took good care of it, and the Deems had it for 30 years, and now you're the proud owner of the oldest, or one of the oldest in Newbury.
In Newbury. So, I tell you what, I don't want to throw you off, but would you like to address some of the questions we had come in? I know someone asked about the oldest building here in Newbury. Someone asked about, did Jimmy Carter authorized the Department of Education to build the pool, I guess, here?
Yeah, that there's no truth to that.
Okay, no truth to that. And then Angel Lake, is it haunted, that area? Yes or no?
Well, I would say not.
Would say not. Okay. And all right, if you have other questions that you'd like to ask Sterling, please send us those questions on Facebook, and we'll see if we can stump Sterling.
Yeah.
In our next story time with Sterling.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thanks for listening.